Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Relationships multiply your wisdom, and then there are some relationships that deplete your wisdom. There are some people who are so ditzy and careless, but yet they are the ones that want to waste most of your time. I come to tell you, you got to be accountable for your own time. God is judging you in this new season. How do you let people waste your time? Is it an investment or is it a withdrawal?
Oh, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
A nugget.
Is it an investment or is it a withdrawal? The purpose, you hear me talk about wisdom often, and we always say, as my mentor taught me, wisdom is the ability to discern a difference in an opportunity, in a person, in a moment. But it's also important to understand the purpose of wisdom. We can define what wisdom is, but what is the purpose? Most of you all don't even know scripturally what wisdom and why God created wisdom. The purpose of wisdom is so simple. The purpose of wisdom is truly to disconnect from the wrong people.
Amen.
That's just how simple it is. The Bible even talks about that in Proverbs, the 7th chapter, the 5th scripture. It talks about to keep you from strange people, from strangers that flattereth with their words, to avoid and short impostors. Wisdom, the whole purpose of wisdom is to avoid impostors. And by avoiding imposters, avoiding people who are flattery with their mouth and their language, who are easily to become beguiled, because of what they do and how they do it, you will prosper. You will really be able to go through the thick of the weeds and come out and be able to understand how to cut out dead time, waste unnecessary trips, unnecessary finances, being caught up in drama. You will prosper because you're not caught up in the thick of thieves. Purpose of wisdom is to learn how to identify wrong people. And every year I'm perfecting this. I'm getting it down to a science. I'm snapping my finger. I mean, I'm getting it down. I don't have to spend 24 hours with you. All I got to do, because of the relationship I have with the Holy Spirit, is look at a picture, hear your voice one time, and instantly the Lord lets me know in wisdom who you are and what's in your heart.
Amen. Amen there.
Sometimes I've talked to a person, and later on that night, I said, Lord, show me their heart. The Lord gives me a dream and shows me the intimate parts of their home, their offices, what they do. And the Lord warns me who they are and what their purpose is.
Amen.
You can't play with people in this season. You got to learn how to be sharp. If men try to court you, women try and court you, you need to know what's in their heart. The Bible says no man knows the heart save Jesus. That's why you need a relationship with Jesus. That's why you need a relationship with the Holy Spirit. He can show you what you don't know.
Amen.
Yes. We've been able to avoid scandals because we have been able to consult the Holy Spirit about the heart of the individual. I ask you rhetorically, do you have a process to judge the people who are coming into your life in this new season? If you don't, woe unto you, because even though you're saying, woo, this is my season, prosperity, this is my season, ooh, open doors, my prosperity, yeah, this could be your season, but as sure as you get in the prosperous, then the prosperity and the money and the increase and the open doors and God is birthing out your vision, it will be so sad because your guard is down and you're not alert and you don't have discernment. Some little imposter comes in and tears up everything waiting 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, 5 year, 6 year, 7 years for God to do, and it took an imposter 1 month to tear it down.
Amen.
That's the truth. Amen.
And then, you know, one, they want to crawl to the generals. Oh, I don't know what happened. This person stole all my money. They had my bank account. This person, he said he loved me, but he slept with my best friend. Oh, she did this. He did that. And all we're going to do is say, well, I feel bad for you, but I got to issue accountability. Did you judge this person's heart? Okay. Did you ask the Holy Spirit about that individual? Did you even ask God if you should go into business with somebody? Did you talk to the Lord? Should they be your business partner? Should they be your ministry partner? See, some of you all want to go in business with your quote-unquote friends. Some of you all want to go into ministry with your family. Some of you all want to do things because they nice and y'all laugh together and y'all both love fried chicken. But let me tell you something. You got to have a deeper process on how you qualify people who have access to your personal confidential files, who have access to your children, and who are able to whisper those nasty evil whispers into their ear. You need to qualify who you're going to give your heart to, who you're going to allow to have what the most precious thing we have, which is our assignment, who you're exposing your assignment to. In this
woman of God, tell the truth.
This is good teaching. They don't teach like this everywhere, but you're getting it on today. The purpose of wisdom is to learn how to disconnect from the wrong people. Your future is determined by the people you permit near you.
Amen.
I'll say it again. Your future is determined by the people you permit near
That's
you.
That's right.
Boy, you better go there again.
Who are you letting permit near you? Let me tell you something. It boggles my mind how people can say they're my best friend, I'll never go anywhere without them, and then I listen to the individual, and they say, well, I have dreams, I want to put out books, I want to put out makeup line, I want to put out a healthcare line, I want to be an entrepreneur, I'm going to school, blah, 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 but then they hook up with lazy and apathetic people. And they call them their business partner, or they call them their interest partner, or they call them their significant other. It boggles my mind how you going to school, you getting up, you doing your homework, how you're going to the lawyers, you're consulting, you're building a business plan. But then when I look at the other individual, they're scratching their genitals and scratching their head and ain't got nothing to do. Don't talk like they got something to say. They don't walk like they got somewhere to go, just sitting there lazy, hoping to ride on your tail, ride on your coattail to stardom, to prosperity, to wealth. Don't you let people take advantage of you. And don't be so desperate because you lonely, because I need somebody to talk to, that you hook up to somebody, hook up people who aren't going anywhere. Did you hook up with people? I just need a friend. I hear that often, especially with newbies, novices who are starting off in ministry, because nobody taught them that ministry is a lonely walk. You better get used to being by yourself.
Oh, amen there. You're absolutely right.
You better be used. You have to get used to sitting in a secret place by yourself. So get over it. You're going to lose some friends, probably over 80% of your friends, because they don't qualify to sit in the same secret place that you've earned in the presence of God.
Oh, my.
Amen.
I know what I'm talking
about.
I know what I'm talking about. I had to say goodbye, adios to 20-plus year friendships because I had to draw a line in the sand. Where I'm going, honey, you not focused. Where I'm going, yeah, we had some good times. We laughed. We cried. You've been there for me during deaths in my family. I've been there for you during deaths of your family. But let me tell you something. I got to go higher spiritually, and that's just not your focus. So therefore, the conversation is going to shift. I need to talk about fasting. I need to talk about entering into the realm. I need to talk about something supernatural. Amen. And all you're going to be stuck on is how you bought some new shoes. Goodbye.
My.
I got to go because I was just that determined to reach a certain place in God. I got to say goodbye. Some of you all just got to get it through your mind that everybody won't be near you.
Amen.
You won't have sometimes friends to call, and they won't have that opening ear for you. You might have to say goodbye to a male or female interest, because let me just tell you, because where you're going, you're now not compatible. You're not on the same page anymore. Where they're stuck on the ABCs and 1, 2, 3s in the milk of God, you're trying to tear up some meat in the kingdom of God. You're not going to be equally yoked. While you trying to go and tap in, praying 6 hours, you got to deal with a significant other who's getting mad because somebody didn't like their post on Facebook. Woo!
Oh, man. Boom.
What sense does that make? I'm tapping into the spirit, fasting several days on end, and I got to deal with my significant other who's throwing a hissy fit and calling people out on their status because they posted a new jersey and their friends didn't press like on it.
My Lord.
Unequally yoked.
Amen.
Who are you connecting with in this new season of your life? Understand this. When Satan wants to destroy you, he puts a person in your life.
Yep. That's true.
You all didn't catch that. I know Prophet Bob caught that.
Oh, yeah, been there.
I caught it. Yeah, I know he and his wife caught it. But do you all understand that when Satan wants to destroy you, see, a lot of times we look everywhere else. We're looking for angels and demons in our house. We're looking for, ooh, I shouldn't buy this. I shouldn't buy that. Ooh, I shouldn't buy that product. You need to be looking at people. You want to guard yourself? Turn your eyes from all that. Look at people.
Wow.
Some people get too deep. Apostle A. Prell, you know, I was doing some research, and I realized that I'm not going to buy this product because I found out that the CEO actually is a Mason in the 30th degree. So I'm banding that because I'm not going to let that destroy me. I'm not going to let that product come into my house and be able to bring in divination and all this other stuff. And I listened, and I said, okay, well, amen. I said, but... okay, who made your panties?
Come on now.
I said, okay, let's go and look at some things in your closet. It says, made in China. I said, I wonder what type of God they served when they were stitching your briefs together. Come on.
Woo!
How deep do we want to get in this thing? How deep do we really want to go? I said, okay, let's say Chick-fil-A. You know Chick-fil-A. You know, we call that Jesus chicken. So let's say we go there and we purchase from Chick-fil-A. I said, but how do you know that the bag that they're putting your chicken in was made by somebody that loves God? Let's really go deep if you want to go. I said,
right.
So what you need to do is, because honestly you're getting distracted. You're turning towards objects. You're turning towards man-made products. I said, you need to keep your eye on the prize of the people who's in your immediate atmosphere.
Come on, woman of God.
Yes.
You're right.
Let's really get serious, because if Satan's not playing and he's seeking, walking to and fro who he can devour, he's seeking to kill, steal, and destroy you, then let's look at a person that he's placing in your life to bring you down.
Uh-huh.
Come on now.
Jesus.
So it's good.
Good
keep
word.
Keep your discernment up. Keep it sharpened. How do you keep it discernment sharp? How do you keep it your guard up? How do you judge people? Because you got to be in the secret place to do it.
Amen.
You got to have consistency. I'll say it again, a consistency with God. I would not be this, me and Apostle Andrew, we would not be this toned in our ear to the frequency that we're at if we didn't fast and kill our flesh, and if we didn't spend hours upon hours upon hours of prayer and worship. And I mean real prayer, and I mean real worship, not 3 hours of, Lord, I need, give me.
Come on now.
Come on, you better say it.
Please. Please, 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 pretty please. How, why me? Why? That's not prayer. That's being a brat.
Amen there.
Yes.
Need a spanking. Yep.
That's being a spoiled brat in his presence. That's not taking accountability, and that's not even opening up yourself for God to do the miraculous in you. Sadly, that's what a lot of people do, and they say, I pray all the time. But then when I ask them, how do you pray, it comes out as a whining, a complaining, a brattish type of petition. You got to keep yourself sharpened in worship. You got to study the word of God. You got to know God. The best way to know God is reading his word.
Amen.
Know how he moves, knows what he likes, knows what he hates. And I'm telling you, the more you know about God's personality, the more you learn the character of God, you will be able to judge that person's heart against the character of God.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't even have to go that deep half the time. Listen to what they say. Half of what they're saying is the opposite of what the word of God says. Ding, 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 ding. Something should go off. You should know that all of a sudden, maybe they're not here by God. Because God does, when he wants to promote you, he does put people in your life. But you got to have wisdom. Because what I say wisdom was, my mentor taught me, wisdom is the ability to discern the difference. If you lack wisdom, you can't discern. That means you're going to get it all mixed up.
Yep.
So when people are coming in your life to mean you well, because they don't look like the religious and traditional look, you're going to cast them to hell when they was actually sent to be your deliverer.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
And because the enemy knows that you stuck on religion and tradition and you want people to talk like this, woman of God, yes, yes, I know the God is wonderful. And, I was just praying because you're used to that type of stigma and you're used to that type of outward appearance. That's when you say, ooh, he's a man of God. Ooh, she's a woman of God. She looked like that. She talked like that. That's God. You better stop judging people off the outer appearance, because God is raising up people who got tattoos. God is raising up people who got spiked hair. God is raising up people who got dyed hair. God is raising up people who wear patterns and colors that may not match. God is taking off some of those hats that some of our people in the generations before us always like to wear, and he's bringing in people who got the heart of him, not just the outward formality of him.
Amen.
So because you stuck and you're blind and you have low discernment, so God's going to bring a deliverer that don't look, let's just look at some of the people in the Bible and how I don't even got time to go down there. I'm going to keep going because you got to study it for yourself. If you recognize who some of these people in the Bible and what they really look like, I'm telling you, if you knew what David looked like before he killed Goliath, you probably would be like, what? Not just in his small stature, but because of what he got on, what he smells like, dealing with the sheep and their manure all day, every day, standing outside. You ever talk to somebody and they came in your presence and you said, ooh, you smell like outside. Now, that's just the air.
Just
multiply that with sheep dust and sheep hair and sheep fur. Let me tell you something. They come into your life and say, woman of God, I want to deliver you. You'll turn your nose up and say, get behind me, Satan, trying to come in here and tear up my life. You don't know. You just dismiss God, the deliverer that God sent into your life.
Uh-huh.
So what the enemy does is that he would now capitalize off your ignorance. What did I tell people? I said, your greatest enemy isn't necessarily Satan. It isn't necessarily the devil. Your greatest enemy is ignorance.
Amen.
Because it's through your ignorance Satan will capitalize. I have my mind made up. I'm maturing God. So since I have accompanied and I've covered that ignorance with revelation and wisdom, the enemy, I'm closing down doors and portals that he has access to me. He's like, man, April's a tough one. Okay, I can't trick her into going to sin. She's not going to commit adultery. Man, okay, she's not insecure in her look, so I can't even make her have depression. Okay, I ripped all the money from her at one time in her life. She still was giving God glory. What in the world can I do to bring this woman down? He has to actually strategize on you because you're making it so difficult because you're obtaining wisdom and revelation that shatters ignorance in your life. Ignorance is the open door that Satan walks through to torment you, to cause fear, to cause confusion. So when you have wisdom, now that closes the door. So what he does is, because of ignorance, he'll send imposters who look like you think your deliverer should look like, who talk like you think your husband or wife should talk like, who preaches like you think they should preach like, who looks like you think they should look like. And then he gets you. He clamps you. He attaches them to you. And you wonder why. 3 months later, you got the heebie-jeebies. 2 weeks later, things ain't going right. Some of you all, it may not just be because of the sin you're in, but maybe it's because of who you're permitting in your atmosphere why there's been a change of weather. You've had a calm climate so far, and then all of a sudden there's an eruption of thunderstorms and rain, and you're wondering, what in the world, what's going on? You need to do a check. Who came into my life about 3 weeks ago when all these things started happening in my life?
Come on.
Some of you all need to do an assessment. Some of you all get too deep with this thing. It's just as simple as I always preach, do an assessment. If we learn how to assess more, we will learn how to cry less.
And discern them. Amen.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.